You are listening to Saving the Reformation, the Pastoral Theology of the Canons of Dort, by W. Robert Godfrey, published by Reformation Trust Publishing. This book is read by Michael Beck. Foreword. Reformed confessional theology is a statement of faith set within a story of faith. As statements of believed truths, confessions express the mind of God's people embracing God's Word. If we neglect the Church's historic statements of faith, we end up with mindless and spineless Christianity, more fit to drift like a jellyfish than to swim against the stream of this world. Confession of faith is an essential act of courageous Christianity, as we see from the living history of the people who wrote these declarations. They made their confession out of personal faith in Christ and fervent love for God, sealed with their tears and sometimes their blood, as was the case with Guido de Bray, the martyred author of the Belgic Confession. Reformed confessional theology was written not to pick a fight, but to protect the Church in the battles she already faces and to nurture people in the truth, as we see in that pastoral masterpiece, the Heidelberg Catechism. This book is an exposition of the Canons of Dort, the third document with the Belgic Confession and Heidelberg Catechism in the Dutch Reformed Triumvirate, known as the Three Forms of Unity. Of course, canon does not refer to artillery, but to a rule to direct the Church. The word derives from the Greek term kanon, which literally refers to a rod or rule, such as one used by builders, and hence came to signify a standard for belief or conduct. After Paul's exposition of justification by faith alone and sanctification by the Spirit, the Apostle said, "As many as walk according to this rule, kanon, peace be on them." Galatians chapter 6, verse 16, King James Version. The Canons of Dort furnish those who build up Christ's Church with important tools for constructing right beliefs, orthodoxy, leading to right action, orthopraxy, both by the grace of God. Unlike the Belgic Confession and Heidelberg Catechism, the Canons of Dort do not present a complete summation of the teaching of the Bible and the faith of the Reformed churches. Instead, here we find the Reformed doctrine of salvation focused to a point of intense and brilliant clarity. The Synod of Dort, 16, 18, and 19, wrote the canon.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?